taking on a posture that is sustainable for the next 15 minutes or so. And making a strong determination to be alert and aware. Balancing that strong determination with a sense of ease and relaxation. And as the foundation for our formal practice, we'll allow two qualities to enter into the mind. One is inspiration. Knowing that there are people who have walked a path of self-examination, who have found wonderful and liberating things, and that they were not divine beings, they were not different from the people in this room. And that those same liberating truths are available to you in this moment, in this body, in this mind. Allow yourself to experience confidence that you are capable and worthy of those same realizations. These teachings are available here and now. They are inviting you to come and see. The second quality is goodwill, loving kindness. You are here working in this way because you wish yourselves well. We wish ourselves peace and health and happiness and freedom from unnecessary suffering. These are wholesome desires, real happiness doesn't take anything away from anyone, and so there is nothing selfish about it. In a room where everybody is wishing themselves well, is working on their own well-being, and is supportive of your practice and your well-being, this is a rare and rich gift. And with this inspiration and goodwill for self and other, bring your mind to the breath. Find it at the nostrils, or at the chest, or at the lower abdomen. Find it in the form of cool and warm air at the nostrils, or expansion and contraction, rising and falling in the torso. And your job right now is to watch, to rest, and to get very curious about the entire in-breath, the pause, the entire out-breath, the pause. Let the breath be a good teacher. Let the breath be a guide and a friend. When the mind wanders, bring it back. Bring it back quickly but gently. You can note where it's gone. You can give it a gentle label, future, memory of the past, fantasy. And then just come back. Training in mindfulness, training in concentration. Knowing that this training is fueled by inspiration and loving kindness. And anything else that arises in the mind, whether thoughts or feelings, memories, just allowing them to rise and pass away. And every single time you can allow this phenomenon to arise and pass away, you're proving to yourself that you don't have to identify with it. You don't have to make yourself small. You don't have to be anger just because anger has arisen. You don't have to define yourself by anxiety just because anxiety has arisen. Sabbe sankhara anicca, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent. So rather than cling to them, just let them arise and pass away. And you rest with the breath and learn from the breath. broaden your awareness now, whether you're starting from the navel or the chest or the nose. Broaden your awareness and gradually bring in more and more of the body. Recognize that the whole body is breathing, not just the nose, not just the mouth, not just the lungs. The whole body is changing with each and every breath, expanding and contracting, dying and being born. And this is not something abstract, it's something we can feel when our minds get quiet. Can you tap into your own impermanent vibratory nature? This body and this mind constantly arising and passing away, arising and passing away, subject to causes and conditions. Stand firmly in the breath, a safe refuge, and watch the body arise and pass away. All the different sensations, itches and pains and warmth and coolness, sensations we associate with different emotional states, just watch them. This is not me. This is not mine. This is not myself. Arising and passing. Breathing in, breathing out. And see if for a moment you can just smile at this whole process. And for a few moments not take yourself quite so seriously. Resting in the breath, watching the vibration, with goodwill and inspiration beneath us. The sound of the bell echoes the truth of impermanence.